This is my time. I'm on the rise. Can't hold me down. I'm too fly. This is my time.
It's time for Scrap Guy Solutions with your host, Jeremy Miller. Hey, 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 what's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Scrap Guy Solutions Podcast. I'm Jeremy Miller, your local scrap guy, your local trash guy, and of course, the host of the Scrap Guy Solutions Podcast. This podcast is all about helping you make things happen, and I want to thank you for tuning in today. There are so many options when it comes to podcasts, and we appreciate you listening to this one. If you like what you hear, please subscribe, give us a like, a share, and leave a 5-star review, and even tell others about the podcast. We also like to help promote local events and happenings here on the podcast. And in the last episode, we got a peek inside the Winona State University women's basketball program. And this week, we're going to the other side of town to get an update on all things St. Mary's University athletics with athletic director Brian Sisson, including details about the inaugural Cardinal Challenge fundraiser and a free, that's right, an absolutely free community event on Saturday, November 15th, where we can all go watch the St. Mary's University men's and women's basketball teams play in the newly renovated David Tease Arena. Again, this is a community event, and everyone is welcome to attend these basketball games on Saturday, November 15th, for absolutely free, so go check them out. Well, let's get to the interview with Brian Sisson from St. Mary's University. All right, well, today I am excited to welcome in Brian Sisson, the athletic director from St. Mary's University. Brian, welcome into the Miller Scrap and Disposal Studio for the Scrap Guy Solutions Podcast.
Jeremy, thank you very much for having me. We've become colleagues, friends over my time here, and can't think of a better way to, towards the end of fall sports, beginning of winter sports, to be here with you. So thank you.
Well, thank you for being here. We have a really exciting opportunity for folks to participate in Cardinal Athletics coming up. But before we talk about the Cardinal Challenge, Brian, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you made your way to St. Mary's University here in Winona?
Yeah, thanks, Jeremy. So I've been in my role for just over 7 years. I started back in October of 2018. So it has been a fantastic experience, right in this role. But really, it kind of dates back. I've been working in sports for almost, a little over 20 years. I was a former college student athlete, played soccer at Loyola Chicago. So from the Illinois area, grew up in the suburbs of Chicago, about 30 miles west of Chicago. And ultimately, right, that student-athlete experience is really why I'm doing what I'm doing today. I was fortunate, right, to know I wanted to work in sports, I'd say at an earlier age. Through college, was able to work in minor league baseball, pro basketball, sports radio. So I had a lot of cool experiences that helped shape my path. And ultimately, I was kind of close, funny story, to working in baseball full-time. When last minute got a call about an opportunity to, at the time, stay in Chicago, be along my soon-to-be wife, family, but ultimately work at your alma mater, which you just don't get a chance to do very often. So in a nutshell, over the next 15 or so years, worked for three different institutions, all different levels, Division 1, 2, 3, and really kind of came in more on the external side of things, right? So relationships, right, connecting with people, how you can support our programs and universities, and ultimately, coming to St. Mary's. I had previously worked at Lewis University, a Salesian Catholic institution, very familiar, similar kind of set as far as what St. Mary's is. And so just a lot of similarities. They both fall under kind of the same umbrella with a Salesian Christian Brother institution. So for me, just having that familiarity, made it easier kind of coming into the role. But ultimately, as you know, there's only one AD at every institution, so it's competitive. And for me, the transition to be, hey, I can still go back and see family on a weekend, but I think the new experience and everything that is Winona, fantastic place to raise family. I've got three kids and a dog, married, obviously, and so it's just been really good for us. So great to be here.
Well, we're very happy to have you in Winona. Now, you've had a lot of experience in athletics in general, and of course, specifically in college athletics. And the landscape of college athletics has really changed, especially over the last few years with the transfer portal, with NIL money. And also, it's becoming more and more important for athletic programs and athletic departments to raise money to help support the teams and the programs at their institution, in this case at St. Mary's University. And there's a really pretty cool opportunity for folks here locally and beyond, whether you're a resident of the Winona area or maybe an alum or a fan of the St. Mary's University Cardinals, with this Cardinal Challenge that you all are rolling out, I believe, for the very first time. Is that right? Can you tell us, Brian, a little bit more about, he's shaking his head yes, so yes, it is the first time, and tell us more about the Cardinal Challenge.
Yeah, so Jeremy, thank you. We're really excited, like you alluded to, right? I think ultimately, right, we're only as good as, right, those who support us, and we're really grateful for hey, individuals like yourself, organizations like Miller Scrap and Disposal, in addition to just, hey, right, our alumni base, benefactors, friends, family, parents, everyone, right? We have a lot of great people who help us succeed at what we do and provide a, you know, first-in-class student-athlete experience. So for us, we're really excited. The inaugural Cardinal Challenge taking place October 28th through November 3rd, a fully digital giving campaign where really for us, every gift makes an impact, every donor counts. We have 350-plus student-athletes, and you can imagine the costs that are associated with, right, their experience. And so, again, for us, we're just really excited. It's really about engagement. Engagement, so I think anyone listening, tuning in, the dynamic that, hey, every gift counts no matter the amount, and also, hey, spreading the word. And so between our coaching staffs, our student-athletes, our community partners, our alumni base, the friends and families I alluded to, really feel like we are going to make a great impact on our student athletes. And, you know, that goes with being said that, hey, right, every year, right, things continue to increase in costs and different things. And so we're trying to, hey, do everything we can to continue that great experience. So you can go to stmarysports.com. All the information, giving site is there. And the cool part about it is it's really, hey, as you know, the student athlete, the competitive nature in all of us, you can give to your favorite program at the same time, competitive challenges and where, hey, help your team kind of hit their goal. At the same time, there's opportunities to even get more involved, right? Hey, a matching gift to help, you know, more people give and be engaged in different things like that. So we're really excited, and there'll be a lot of digital social media posts and videos and different things kind of throughout the week with our programs. So we're excited and ultimately grateful for those who support us.
Well, Miller Scrap and Disposal is proud to support many nonprofits and schools and higher education institutions in our community. We're a proud sponsor of St. Mary's University Athletics on the corporate side, and we'll certainly look at getting involved in the Cardinal Challenge here. Brian, can you give us those dates one more time along with the website? And then the other thing that I'll do is if you email me the link, I will also include that website in the show notes. So if anybody wants to participate in the Cardinal Challenge, they'll certainly be able to do so. But dates and website one more time.
Yeah, Jeremy, much appreciated again. So it's the inaugural Cardinal Challenge. The dates are Tuesday, October 28th through Monday, November 3rd. So if you're having fun with the kids on Halloween upcoming, hey, there's still time afterwards to kind of get involved. But again, October 28th through November 3rd, go to stmarysports.com. It'll be the first thing you see on our website. And again, just a simple click and you can support your favorite Cardinal program.
That's just, it's really awesome. And again, we look forward to supporting the Cardinal Challenge from here at Miller Scrap and Disposal, and would encourage any others who are able to do so to do just that, to help support Cardinal Athletics. And shortly after the Cardinal Challenge, you have a pretty cool community event coming up on November 15th, where folks in the community can come out and watch the Cardinals play. Can you give us a little bit more information about that, please?
Yeah, so we're really excited. You know, as I have alluded to and mentioned to you and others over this last maybe couple months, it was a summer of construction. And as I say that, we're really fortunate we were able to redo our soccer turf field in addition to a brand new renovated David Tease Arena. And so on Saturday, November 15th, We are having the Price is Right, a free basketball doubleheader. Our men will play at 1 o'clock, followed by the women at 3. It's our first home doubleheader of the basketball season. Tickets are free. We'll have a food truck. A lot of things going on, just really a way for our community to come and see this fantastic renovated space. So new bleachers, flooring, air conditioning, all the works to, a modernized arena that we truly feel, hey, the community can be proud of. And so a lot of things going on. We're reaching out to our alumni bases. We have reached out to local police and firefighters and veterans and having the color guard come out and our dance team performing. It's kind of the tail end of our homecoming week that as well. So a lot of fun things to do. Again, the Price is Right. It's free. I can't say that enough. It's a free event. So we hope to see you out there. Again, hopefully weather, stays nice as it has these last couple weeks. But we're excited. And I think hopefully, hey, if you can't get there on the 15th, come throughout this season. It's really a special place to see.
Well, if there's one thing Winonans like more than anything else, including myself, that is a free event, so we are excited about that. Again, a free doubleheader basketball game. Come out and watch the St. Mary's University Cardinals men's and women's basketball team on Saturday, November 15th. I recently had an opportunity to preview the new arena. It was before it was completely done, but it was almost done, and it is a special, special place. It looks absolutely incredible in there. You showed me the soccer field, the new turf on the soccer field. You have, of course, updated baseball and softball fields. The facilities at St. Mary's University really are top-notch. And how important, Brian, is that to the student-athlete experience, especially when the coaches are recruiting those student-athletes? How important are the facilities when those student-athletes come on those visits?
Yeah, no doubt. I think it's a balance, and the facilities are huge, right? I think every from opposing student athlete thus far to official to, coach, student athlete, community member, that stuff matters, right? That stuff matters. And so I would say is, hey, right, our student athletes are such an important part, as you know, to this community, both us, hey, Winona State, Southeast Tech, any of, right, the I think higher ed places of learning. Ultimately, right? Hey, they make this city go. And so I think for us, it's a combination. Yeah, the facilities. I argue we have the most gorgeous backdrop in all of college athletics, right, with the Bluffs. Hey, our coach is doing great work and bringing those recruits to our community. But yeah, right, I think ultimately it's a little bit of everything. But hey, those facilities and updates, they definitely don't hurt. And I think it really, really puts us on par with our regional competition, in some ways, national competition. So again, I appreciate you helping us promote and pack the arena on November 15th. But again, please come see for yourself. I feel like in a lot of good ways, that's really what I've been doing a lot of lately is showing people, right? And that's what you want to do. So we had a great event a couple weeks ago for the Tease family benefactors who, again, were so generous to make that a reality. But again, to your point, again, facilities do matter, and we're fortunate to have them.
Again, folks, the Price is Right on that free community event on Saturday, November 15th at St. Mary's. Free. You can go watch the men's and women's basketball teams for absolutely free. Go support Cardinal Athletics. And I tell you and I tell the president and others every time I'm on campus at St. Mary's University, I say all you have to do is get the student on campus. And that is the best recruiting tool that you have, because I've been to a lot of college campuses over the years, and it has got to be one of, if not the most beautiful campus that I've ever seen. And to top it off, the athletic complex and the facilities are very, very nice compared to a lot of other institutions. So we're very fortunate to have that right here in Winona, Minnesota. At the time of recording this, Brian, we still have some fall sports that are in season, in competition, and then also the winter sports, I'm guessing, are starting to ramp up here. So can you give us a little bit of an update on what's going on with the fall sports at St. Mary's University based on where we're at today, and then also give us a little preview what to expect this winter from Cardinal Athletics?
Yeah, I think on the fall sports dynamic, really, I'll kind of go back to last year. It was really like the year of our female student athletes, some really strong female programs, and that's continued this fall. Women's soccer, again, has just had a great run with Coach Rizzo. As we're talking now, right, kind of getting at the nitty-gritty the last week or two before a conference tournament. So, again, in a good position. Volleyball, right, has had a strong start, to the conference season. Men's soccer, again, first-year coach, and Leo Barbosa is doing a really good job. Guys coming together and playing just better soccer each game. And then cross-country, men's and women's, like building those programs and numbers, having some really strong success. We've got a female who I think ultimately will probably in the next year or two be one of the strongest within the area and the region. So just some really good things happening, I think, in fall. In regards to winter sports, we just had a great icebreaker event this past weekend, which is kind of a true kickoff to our hockey programs, both male and female. A great community event, again, another free event. And so on that dynamic, I think, again, both teams had really strong seasons. Our women made it to the conference semifinals, played in the longest game in D3 history. Unfortunately, we were on the wrong side of that game. But they've been really, really strong. Our men were right there, tied for the final playoff spot. Unfortunately, hey, tiebreaker didn't make it. But just really competitive, right? We're in the state of hockey. We play in a fantastic league. So I think both those programs, right, trying to inch towards a conference playoff berth. And then women's basketball, right, had a fantastic first year under Coach Shelton. We're really excited, hey, year two where that can be, majority of that team back. And Coach Bob taking over the men's program. I think a lot of youth. It'll be maybe a year, a little bit of feeling things out, but I think Nick's got this, program on the right direction. And obviously, prior, right, doing some good things with the men's basketball program. So I think collectively, Jeremy, right, across the board, right, we're seeing that broad-based success. And again, all that doesn't happen, right, without the support of our community members, alumni, and just ultimately support of our program. So we're grateful. Again, excited for hopefully some more fall highlights, but ultimately, hey, we're going into kind of that crossover time of the year where winter, fall all going at the same time, and soon it'll be the same for winter and spring. So we're excited, and again, we hope to see the community out supporting the Cardinals all season long.
Absolutely. Well, folks, that Cardinal Challenge is going on October 28th through November 3rd, and folks can participate and help support Cardinal Athletics through the Cardinal Challenge. And then don't forget about that free community event on Saturday, November 15th. Come watch the Cardinals men's and women's basketball teams. And Brian, if folks want to follow along or if they want to see schedules, are there websites or social media sites that folks can go to follow along with Cardinal Athletics?
Yeah, if you are not there on the 15th or any of our events,
People are going to be there on the 15th.
For the Pack the Arena doubleheader. But all season long, stmarysports.com, you can get all the information you need, our schedules, whether, hey, you just want to follow the stats, you want to watch it if you can't make it live, hey, when we're on the road. But everything you need to find is at stmarysports.com.
Brian, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you, and best of luck as you continue on with the Cardinal Challenge, that community event, and all things St. Mary's University Athletics.
Thank you, Jeremy.
It's always great to have folks here in the podcast studio to share what's going on in our community, and there certainly are a lot of great things happening at St. Mary's University, and it's an exciting time of year for Cardinal Athletics. We have a link to the Cardinal Challenge in the show notes, along with a link to the St. Mary's University Athletics webpage where you can find schedules, updates, scores, and all things St. Mary's Athletics. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast. If you enjoyed the pod, please subscribe, give us a like, share with others, and leave a 5-star review. Most importantly, make today your day. Figure out what you want, then get started, stick with it, and go make it happen. Until next time, peace out. Now it's about time that I take my 6-5, king of the jungle, heart of a lion. 4, 3, 2, 1, watch out, here I come. This is my time. I'm on the rise.